Welcome back to Revive Nations podcast. Revive Nations is a global ministry with one mission: to raise an army of Jesus lovers around the world. Prepare your heart to receive something fresh from the voice of God, Prophet Shaiju Matthew, and be revived, renewed, and restored.
What I did not know was that you can be talking to somebody that is carrying an oil, and now that oil starts to begin to leak into your spirit. And without you even having a physical oil being poured on your head, yet there is a spiritual oil that has been imparted. And Stephen, full of grace and power, verse 8, was doing great wonders and signs among the people. King Shaiju version. And Stephen the chef, and Stephen the kitchen guy, the Stephen the guy that they chose because the apostles were too busy, full of grace and power, was doing great wonders and signs among the people. Then some of those who belonged to the synagogue of freedmen, in other words, libertarians, they were the guys who didn't want to be, they were a cult, they didn't want to be under any authority. They said, we are free men. They came with another group, Cyrenians and of Alexandrians and of those Cilicia and Asia, and rose up to dispute with Stephen. Anytime you become productive, you must expect people that will want to dispute with you. Yes. But they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he was speaking. The people that dispute you can only dispute you, but they cannot overcome you. So when they could not overcome him, then they secretly instigated men who said, we have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and God. That is not something that should surprise a revivalist. Never be surprised. Never be surprised. They did it with Jesus. They did it with the apostles. And if you have any fire, they will do it with you. Then they did that behind his back. Why did they do that? So that they can stir up the people and the elders and the scribes. Their objective was to get a momentum, to get a majority, so that a majority can form a mob and come to get you. Old tricks of the enemy. Old tricks of the enemy. That's what they did with Jesus. They will come, start talking. Oh, I heard him say that. He said this. What he said is not right. This is not in the scriptures. That is it. This is, he's planning that. He's this. Da, 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 da. Why? They're trying to stir you up. Sad is the day when you fall to the trick. Sad is the day that those are your friends. You have to be careful who are your friends. Yes. Sometimes it's very interesting to read bad news. Very interesting to read bad news. Not realizing that as we consume the bad news, we are also partaking of the spirit that they carry. And then we are surprised why God is not blessing us, because we are now being under a covering of a dark cloud. So you have to be careful. Even inside the church, you have to be careful who your friends are. You need to look at your friend and you have to see, am I becoming like him or is he becoming better like me? Every friend you have, even inside your church, you have to ask, is this person making me better or is this person making me worse? Is this person increasing my faith or is this person putting fear in my heart? Is this person inspiring me to love Jesus or is this person adding confusion? The Bible says God is not an author of confusion. Yeah. That means somebody that has confusion, there is still an author behind that. Somebody that has confusion, there is still an author behind it. And the author is not who? God. God himself is saying, I am not the author of confusion. God is not the author of confusion. So if you see all these guys ganging up against a kitchen chef, it did not happen because of Stephen. It didn't happen because of his preaching. It didn't happen because he was too anointed. It was because a group of people instigated it against an individual. Are you understanding what I'm saying? It takes spiritual maturity to look at what the enemy is doing and say, hey, I'm not falling for this trap. Are you getting what I'm saying? You have to be able to know who are the group of Cyrenians among you. Who are the freedmen among you? Who are the Alexandrians among you? Who are the Cilicia among you? Paul says, mark and avoid them. Mark and unfollow them. If Apostle Paul was here, he would say, Facebook friends are not your real friends. Please unfollow them. Mark and delete, 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 delete. Block, spam, junk mail. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Because the more you follow because of curiosity, the more you are having an author write to you, the spirit of confusion. Never go by what people are saying. You go by, you follow their act. You follow what they are doing. Because you have words that they will say to mask what they are doing. Never fall for anything just because they are preaching, just because they are standing, just because they have a microphone. Don't follow them. You follow not what they say. You follow what they do. It's a revelation right there. Somebody is saying, I am for peace. And that person is not making peace. Don't follow that man. Are you understanding? Somebody says, oh, I am for unity. But anything that man has ever brought is disunity. They keep saying unity, unity. But there are deceptions that have entered the house. We expose every lie of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You have to always locate the deception that the enemy will bring. A friend that will look like, oh, I'm not gossiping. I just want to pray for the brothers and sisters. No, my dear, you want to gossip. You are a spiritual gossiper. You have to locate those people that will come to assassinate you. They are coming to assassinate you. They are coming to assassinate the anointing on you. They're coming to assassinate the man sent by God for you. They're coming to assassinate the revival. They are not for you. They are against you. But they act like they are for you. May the Lord give you wisdom to expose everything. How do you know if this fire is a real fire? Watch and see how long it has been burning. Verse 12, and they stirred up the people and the elders. You see, this is something that the enemy always does. When they wanted to kill Jesus, they didn't go to ordinary people. They went to the chief priests. Are you understanding what I'm saying? When they want to kill an anointing, they did not go to the unanointed. They went to the anointed. So don't be surprised when you see anointed people attacking another anointed, because that is how Lucifer worked. Lucifer was anointed. Jesus was anointed. It takes an anointing to fight an anointing. Are you learning something? So if you're not anointed, don't try attacking another anointed person. And if you are anointed and you plan to attack another anointed one, it's a fair game, but one will die. One will hang himself. That has always been the story. You got to understand, to take Jesus down, they needed a Judas. and the Judas had to be anointed by Jesus. You cannot fight an anointing without an anointing. It takes an anointing to fight an anointed. This is an old school trick from the book of the enemy. He always goes to people in the city who they can find on their side. If they have an old stale anointing that is no more productive, is no more useful, has no more significance, they will bribe that anointing. And the God who gave the anointing doesn't take it back. This is where many Christians are deceived. So when you see another anointed person fighting another anointed person, you will think just because that person is anointed, now you are in confusion. Whose team should I take? Because both look anointed. Both are anointed. Should I go with the chief priest that I have seen all the way from my Sunday school days? Or should I go with this Jesus guy that I've been hearing from the last 3 years? Are you understanding the trick of the enemy? But today, information is coming to you, instruction is coming to you, revelation is coming to you. Can I give you some information that will be a protection? I heard a very painful statement that my father made. He said, Judas, in every individual's life, is something that you will have to choose. You will have to choose who will be your Judas. You will have to choose. You will be the one anointing him. You will be the one dressing him up. You will be the one that will take him into places. You will be the one empowering this person. You will be the one that takes him and makes him somebody or makes her somebody. That assignment is not left to the devil, it is left to you. Who you choose to make your Judas, it is left to the anointed one. How painful is that? So I want you to remember this. I speak to my sons and daughters that are anointed, that are rising up, that are growing, that are seeing visions, that are prophesying. Don't allow Satan to hijack your heart. Yeah. Yes. Don't allow Satan to hijack your heart. One more time. Don't allow Satan to hijack. One more time. Don't allow Satan to hijack. Don't use the anointing you receive from your man of God to fight the anointed. Refuse that Luciferian spirit. Refuse that what? Yes. This is again another great observation that my father made. He said, if you see many people that come from mainline churches, they are leaving their Orthodox churches and they are so upset about idolatry. They're so upset about how so many years they were living in falsehood. They leave that church and they come to a spirit-filled church. Now they start receiving from the church, being blessed by the church, they're anointed by the church. And now pride starts entering into that person's heart. And now all of a sudden, they don't leave this church the way they left their Orthodox church. Now they feel like they are empowered. Now they feel like they have to write a letter. Now they feel like they have to write a post on Facebook. Now they feel like they need a microphone. Now they feel like they need to make a statement before they exit that church. What demon has gotten into you, Judas? Because when you left a worser situation where idols were worshipped, you were not that upset. But you were growing in a church that was a spirit-filled church where you were blessed and anointed. Now you feel like you need to make a statement. Now you feel like you need to fight. Now you feel like you need to bash. That itself is the deception. Because you are willing to leave a marriage silently. The next marriage, you want to fight. You want to destroy. You want to hurt. It means that somewhere in your heart, the enemy is filled with pride. It is pride that causes people to fight. It is pride that causes people to not walk away quietly. That is why I love Peter. Paul would be like, oh, I'm going to stand up to his face. I'm going to talk about it. Peter is like, bro, my master has given me so many pataks. I don't care about being right or wrong. The guy was so humbled by his master. The last time he, you know, if he came before Peter was transformed, Paul's ears would have been bitten off like Mike Tyson. The guy doesn't know who Peter is. He chopped off the Roman soldier's ear. And the guy is saying, I confronted Peter. Thank God Peter was born again. Thank God Jesus had rebuked the Satan out of Peter. That when Paul came, he was like, okay, bro, you want to go this way, I go that way. You want left, I go right. Abraham said, you want the left, I take the right. You want right, I go left. Because wherever I go, the Lord is going to bless me. My contention is not with you. My contention is what? Not with you. I have no time to fight with you. I have seen the grace and mercy of the Lord too much to sit and argue with you. You want it? Take it. Take it. Because a child of God understands there is no loss in Christ. If there is a human who does injustice to you, let them do it. Because God allowed them to do it, no? Didn't God allow them to do it? So why are you stopping it? Ah, you're quiet now. You're too Christian. Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And now wait for the Lord to avenge you.
Yeah.
Wait for the Lord. Somebody say, wait for the Lord. 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 I want you to be a secure believer. Be a secure believer. Don't let the enemy hassle you. Everything he's doing is to hassle you. But the one who has seen the glorious face of God, the one who has seen the glorious face of God, when Satan tries to hassle you, he's doing that to steal your peace, to steal your joy. Refuse to give him that joy. Everything that the enemy does in your life is to steal your joy and peace. Refuse to give him that pleasure to see that you're worried. Yes. Yes. Everything that the Satan is doing right now is to make you lose the fire. Refuse to let your fire be quenched. In fact, pray more.
Amen.
In fact, worship more. Yeah. Look. What Satan is doing by whatever he's planning, it is to quench your fire. No doubt about it. I'm not ignorant about it. But refuse to give him that pleasure. Protect your fire. Somebody shout, protect your fire.
Protect your fire.
Yeah. Before he can quench the fire from the inside, he always tries to quench the fire from the outside. Sometimes it'll be your own parents. Sometimes your cousin. They're like, oh, you don't call us. You don't do that. You don't do this. Hey, the last time I checked, my incoming was not blocked. They've not called you for the last 5 years. Yet they are complaining that you didn't call them. If you weren't blessed, you think they would have a trouble with you? If you weren't going places, you think they would care about your phone call? Now they're watching you and they're seeing that you're going up in life. You're being established. You're not going down. Hey, they're looking at your shoes and they're looking at your style and they're looking at your confidence. And they're like, who is this girl? Now all of a sudden they want to complain about you not calling them. Don't go to defend yourself. Just apologize. Oh, so sorry. I'll really try my level best. I'll try my level best. But my best may not be enough, but I will try. You didn't get it? Yeah. You'll try your level best, but my best may not be. Yeah. It may not be good enough for you, but my best may not be good enough, but my best is all I can try because my assignment is different, my calling is different, my journey is different, my pathway is different. Spiritual dynamics, the Bible is clear. If you do not agree, we cannot walk together. Okay? You are mocking the grace of God on my life. You're mocking the anointing on my life. You mock the covering on my life. You mock everything that has blessed me and elevated me. It is a principle that we can't walk together. Unless two agree, you cannot walk together. We agree to disagree is not in the Bible. That is the world. So don't bring the world information into the church. When you hear people say, we agree to disagree. No, my dear, it doesn't work like that. If the Bible is clear. If two do not agree, how can they walk together? Husband and wife. We agree to disagree. Don't bring the world inside your marriage. That is an issue that you have to wrestle through. And one person has to change. You both can't be right and you both can't be wrong. So one person is right and one person is wrong. And that's the problem. So keep on asking the Lord. Lord, teach my spirit to be aligned. Teach my spirit to be aligned. Everybody say, Lord, teach my spirit to be aligned and not be deceived. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We're so grateful for the word that was just released to you right now. I pray that this new year, the Lord will usher you into a new season. And I just want to take a moment and wish you and your family a blessed new year filled with His goodness and mercy. Thank you for joining us once again. If you want to listen to the full word, download the Shaiju Matthew app, which is available both on iOS and Android. We are also on YouTube and all other social media, so don't forget to join us there. Once again, have an amazing, blessed New Year. Until next time, God bless and Shalom.
Coming now for the first time to Uganda. Encounter the mighty word of God in the power of the Spirit with Prophet Shaiju Matthew. Experience grace and glory. Be revived, renewed, and restored.
Distance is not a barrier to God. RevivNations.tv is now open to live participation to our services.